After the tone, please speak your name into the telephone. Thank you. Please remain on the line. Hold for acceptance. Hello, this is a prepaid collect call from...
Hi, honey, I love you.
An inmate at a correctional facility. Three-way or call waiting is not allowed, and they automatically disconnect this call. This call is also subject to being recorded or monitored, except for privileged communications between attorney and client. Your current account balance is... $60.08. Please select from the following options. If you consent to this call being recorded, and to accept this call, dial 1 now. To reject this call, dial 2 now. Charges for your call have been accepted.
Hello.
Hey, honey. Hi, honey.
Hi.
I love you.
I love you too.
How'd it go today? Good.
I don't know.
No?
Email Stephanie tomorrow.
Hey, what?
Email Stephanie tomorrow.
She didn't answer you back yet, you mean?
I'm going to ask her a couple other things.
Okay. Like, what's up?
Well, Carrie's going to get the deed to the properties, and because it's only in your name, and she doesn't want me to lose the house, and she's going to get those ready and have you sign them.
He wants the property in your name?
Yeah.
Why?
So I don't lose it. The house, I can't even do anything with it.
Can't we just go down and put you on the deed?
That's what she wants to do.
Who, Carrie?
Yeah.
I have no problem with that. She did that long ago anyway. It's not a big deal. What else?
She said it'd probably look better if you signed off.
If I signed off?
Yeah, she said that she would talk to Karen if you wanted to and draft up something. It's so hard to talk to you on here. It's so loud.
I know, it's really loud. Sorry.
Draft up something. I can't remember what she called it. I wanted to text her and I forgot. Petition or something. I don't know. We'd have to go through a whole other trial.
Okay.
She mentioned divorce.
She said that you have to?
No.
What'd she say about it?
She said it would close the case quicker. Nancy Bogren would get off by that. But her and Stephanie talked about it. I want to talk to Stephanie.
Say that again?
She said her and Stephanie had talked about it, so I wanted to talk to Stephanie.
I think you're better off just to have Stephanie. I've been saying that for months, so.
I'm not going to fight with you on the phone.
I'm not going to fight. I'm just telling you. She just makes me nervous. Sarah said that Jim Kenny is just a piece of the puzzle. And her most important thing is the children and Amanda. And she says nobody in her department wants to see anything happen to the children. And that's what she said.
That's what she told me too, but I don't trust them. I don't trust him or Nancy Bogren. Either one.
I don't either. I'll do whatever I have to do. If I have to sign off, I'll do it.
She said she talked to you for a while.
She talked to me for a long time.
Yeah.
She was really nice. She cried.
She cried here, too. When we picked up the letter, she started to get teary-eyed again.
You got the letter from her?
Yeah. She made a copy for each kid and put it in their own envelope with their name on it. And gave me the original.
She said I could write, you know, all the time, and she'll come pick more letters up.
Yes.
And I didn't know what to write. I told her if I didn't write too much, she said, that's fine. Everything you put in there is good for your kids to hear you love them, and we know you love them, and they know you love them. And then she said that...
pick more up.
She'll come and pick more up, she said.
Yeah. She's got to see the rest of the kids.
It's just really hard to hear, so try to speak up.
She's coming to see the rest of the kids in the morning next week.
Yeah. She can grab more letters then. And she said, who knows, you know? I mean, she was putting in a report that I was taking these classes here and the things that I was doing and I was seeing a therapist. She's putting that all in there. And she says, we don't know. She says, maybe they'll do a thing set aside so when you get out, we can monitor you. And she goes, I don't know.
She's got a meeting tomorrow, she said.
Yep. Did you give her Sherry's phone number?
No, I'm not supposed to.
Yeah, she wanted Sherry's phone number.
Okay.
Just text Sherry and just, you know, let her know ahead of time. They might call her.
Okay.
I said, court order it. And she said that, well, she said, can't do anything unless she court ordered it. And I said, well, court order it. I'll do it. I've been doing it this whole time with her. She goes, that's fine. She goes, no one told me that. I didn't realize it. She goes, and all this, I don't know. I just talked to her. And she said, why didn't you take the plea? I'm just curious. It doesn't matter to me. I said, well, because I just didn't think that I thought I was going to lose my kid. They were going to take my kids if I pled. So I thought I had to fight it. She said, it made sense. Yeah. I know how much you get out of the cattle yet?
Nope. I called down there today and nobody answered, so.
Hmm.
No one was there to go by and no cars were there.
They're normally there in the morning.
I didn't get there this morning. I had people at my house.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know. I don't know what to do or what to say. But I'll do whatever I have to do for you guys. No?
I do know.
I don't want to sign off, and I don't want a divorce.
I don't either.
But I have to do what's right for you guys. Right?
I don't
just
know.
Just talk to Stephanie.
Okay.
If you only want to use Stephanie, give all the money to your parents are going to give you just to Stephanie and have her terminate Stephanie, or Carrie. There's nothing wrong with that.
Just worry about Mr. Kinney.
Stephanie can handle him. Daryl will handle him. You're a great mom, and no one wants to see you lose him. And she says she does not believe that would happen. I said, so it's possibly she could. She goes, it's a possibility, but it's very unlikely. It's a possibility. And I said, before that would happen, I would sign off so they would stop. And she said, you'd be willing to do that? I said, I would do anything for my kids. She says, I know you would, Mike. I really believe that. I said, I'll do any therapy, I'll do any counseling. She goes, why wouldn't you do it before? I said, I would. No one asked me to do anything. I went and got a therapist all by myself. You doing okay?
Not a good day.
Yeah. Stephanie got back in. Anything else?
No.
I only have $7 in my account. I didn't figure for tax when I got my commissary. That's why I didn't get my calling cards. I was gonna order. I ordered two, but they wasn't there. Didn't have enough money. But I'd like to talk to Tom about these things. You know. There's court Tuesday. Maybe I'll see him.
Maybe. Not if they're going to bring you over.
I don't know either. Love you.
Love you too.
Maybe write up something and my guardian paper, like you can sign paperwork for me in my behalf, you know what I mean?
How do I do that?
You can ask Stephanie. That way you can sign my information for anything that you might need.
Huh?
Mom and Dad doing good?
Yeah.
Got the nice letters and paintings and drawings and stuff from the kids. It was really nice. The books you got came today also. I can only have one of them, though, because one of them was a hardback. I got the one book, about the kid that hit the baseball and killed the woman.
Yeah.
That's the only one I got.
You can't even have a hardcover book.
Nope.
Are you kidding me?
Nope.
They're ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah, I sent you another letter today.
Who?
Sent one yesterday.
Oh, you sent me one?
Yeah, one yesterday, one today.
Good. I sent you one the other day. Did you get it?
I got two this week.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Good. We're going to get through tonight. What, honey?
Linda wants to come over sometime tomorrow.
To talk?
This call will be terminated in 2 minutes.
Never enough time, I tell you. Just to come over and talk?
I don't know, I guess.
We're going to get through this, okay? I know it's hard. But I'll do whatever I have to do for you guys. So I told Derek, I'm moving to my mom, put me on a curfew, do whatever you have to do, but I'll prove to them that I'll do anything for my kids. Anything. And she cried. She goes, I believe that you will. She goes, my main concern is Amanda. She goes, I'm going to write this report that you're telling me all this stuff, and I believe you'll do it. She goes, my main concern is that, you know, the kids staying with Amanda, and that I believe that is going to happen. Because she's done everything we've ever asked her to. And she said she's such a strong woman, and she couldn't say enough good things about you. And she says, I said, I worked at their college, and I worry about this, and she goes,
this call will be terminated in 1 minute.
one day at a time, Amanda will make sure they have everything they need. She goes, there's no doubt. So, anyway, and you will, and we'll get through this. I'm going to keep praying so hard. And the kids pray, and it'll work out, okay?
Yeah.
I love you, and I'll call you tomorrow, okay?
I love you, sir. All right.
Tell everybody I said hi and love them, and let Sherry know about my caller, okay?
Yeah.
And Dara Sherry's number.
All right.
Neil, it's where I love you.
I love you, too.
Bye.